The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll talk a little Capitals later in the show. Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals on Monumental Sports, joins us coming up at 9:20. But right now, we're going to talk some fantasy football. It's championship weekend. Dave Richard, of course, is our fantasy guru from CBS Sports. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Yes, Dave. For all your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting. And take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. I actually consulted Dave and our pal Zach Kruger before last weekend's game. Because I have a league where you can go with three running backs, one receiver, two running backs, two receivers, or you could even go three receivers, right, one running back.
That's a flex.
And
flex
I had Hubbard.
Positions.
I had Hubbard, but I had Puka Nacua. That's really what it came down to. And I didn't want to bench Puka. I feel like he's a better player. And I did. It didn't matter. I would have beaten every other team in my league. Every other team. I would have beaten handily. Like, I had guys scoring left and right. Derrick Henry.
But he had every
Kyler
guy.
Kyler Murray. Yeah. He had Jonathan Taylor. I had the Falcons defense when they had two pick sixes, and I still lost.
Yeah, they gave me like 25 points.
Yeah, it's just frustrating.
Sometimes you run into a buzzsaw. I had to go against Goff, Jameer Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, Brock Bowers, McMillan, Chase Brown.
Very similar.
He had no shot.
I had zero shot.
And frustrating because I was 11-3, and the guy who beat me to make it to the fantasy championship was 500.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's,
any given
that's fantasy
Sunday,
football for you.
All right, let's talk to Dave Richard now. He joins us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. What's up?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, guys? I was crushed by Jalen Hurts and his injury.
Yeah, me too.
I had him in, like, I had eight teams left, and I want to say I had him in almost half my teams, and I only survived in half my games. So,
well, I texted you. I said, think about that luck. I was going against Jaden Daniels, okay, and I had Hurts, and he goes out in the 10th play. I lost by 22 points. Hurts easily would have had 22 points.
Absolutely. Right. It's funny how that works. And, you know, it's no different than any other week in the NFL where a player gets hurt, you're going to lose your game. It just sucks that it happens in the semifinal of your fantasy championship.
Well, I am playing for third place, so you're going to think this is funny. I tried to talk my buddy, who's the commissioner, and he had the best team this year in terms of points, but he lost last week. So we're playing for third place, which is, you know, $250-$300. It's the buy-in back, right? I tried to talk him into combining week 17 and 18 because I've got...
How'd that go?
He said, no chance.
I don't even think you want that. Like, I know that sounds fun and that extends the season. We used to have... I'm in a keeper league. We used to have our championship go 2 weeks.
And
the problem we ran into is that just too many players.
Too many guys are
sitting out or messing around in week 18. It's just best to throw away week 18.
Well, that's what we're doing. But I'm already down 25-0 because he had Henry yesterday.
Yeah.
But look, if Hurts doesn't go, and he's who knows, I picked up Penix, but there's nobody. I can pick up Mason Rudolph. I mean, what do you think?
I really liked Penix's film from last week. He was already like here's the overlying factor. They should have gone to Penix weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was prepared. He was on target. A lot of the stats left on the field were because of drops. It wasn't because of him being off target or flustered or anything like that. Like, that dude was ready to go, and the matchup against Commanders could end up being high scoring. And so when I think about Mason Rudolph, yeah, he might be safer. He might get you like somewhere between 18 and 20 points. And Penix is going to be more volatile. He might be 14 points, but he also might be 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I really mean that. I really was impressed with how he played. He even ran a little bit. I think I might roll the dice on Penix.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, even though I lost, I will pat myself on the back. I picked up the Falcons defense last week, and that,
nice,
of course, paid dividends. What's the defense this week that if you're in a final or you're battling for a points title, what's the defense to pick up?
Right now,
week?
I've got New Orleans. And I dropped Atlanta because I don't like them against Washington, but I picked up New Orleans.
What are you doing with New Orleans' defense?
Well, because they're playing the Raiders and they suck. I don't know.
Okay. So did you watch Monday Night Football? Did you see what happened? Did you see what their defense was?
There's just not many options, but give me your thoughts on the options.
Okay, so most people already have the Colts roster because they're taking on the Giants. But I would look at the Dolphins defense because they're taking on the Browns, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, as long as he's slated to be the starter for Cleveland, that Dolphins defense, A, they played pretty well overall against the 49ers, and B, they've played pretty well overall this season.
Okay.
So I think that there's really a good opportunity for the Dolphins defense.
They are available.
I know they're on the road. Bang.
Okay.
You should dump the Saints defense like they're – you know, they belong in the trash.
Okay, all right. I just picked up the Dolphins.
The other defense, and this is just going to tell you how bad the Saints are, is the Raiders defense. So you might not be able to get the Colts. You might not be able to get the Dolphins. I think the Raiders defense has been improving over the last few weeks. They've actually been productive for fantasy, and now they're taking on the Saints. And if it's going to be Spencer Rattler without Alvin Kamara, without Chris Olave, without anybody at wide receiver, I mean, Marquez Valdes-Scantling would help them, and he didn't play last week. They just got shut out. It's the first time this year an offense got shut out, and if they don't improve, the Raiders are going to go to New Orleans, and they're going to be able to possibly hold them to 7 or 10 points, and that's good for their defense. So the Raiders are a little bit more of a desperation option, and they're out there in 90% of leagues. I'd much rather have the Dolphins.
All right, and then last one, DK Metcalf or Garrett Wilson?
It's Wilson. I especially like that he's been chirping this week about how he needs to get the ball more, and you know, push comes to shove. You watch this Jets team, Breece Hall doesn't look right, and Aaron Rodgers is in control of everything.
Yeah.
And when I watch DK Metcalf play, he had a great touchdown. But it just looks like all he can do is run straight at kind of a fast pace. Anytime he has to change a direction, he slows down. I think he's not at 100%. And even when he gets 7 targets like last week, he only caught 3 passes. He kind of got lucky with DK Metcalf last week. I view him as more of a flex than anything else. Wilson, I'd rather start.
All right.
800-636-1067. You have a fantasy lineup question on this championship weekend. Now's your chance to get in touch with our pal Dave Richard. Let's go to line one. Russ is in Burke, Virginia. Russ, you're on with Dave Richard. What's going on?
How's it going, Dave? Doing good?
Yes, sir.
I got a full PPR league. Need a pick one. Darryl Mooney, Michael Pittman, Jacoby Myers, or Brian Robinson Jr.?
I like Myers the best. Mooney would be second best, kind of what I talked about with the Falcons and how Mooney, he really seemed to be in sync with Penix on a lot of time throws on out routes. And you know that he's faster than Drake London. But Myers just kind of has that role as the number one wide receiver for Vegas. The one thing you've got to worry about when it comes to Myers is, are the Saints so bad defensively that even the Raiders can run the ball on them? And the Raiders have, you know, Alexander Mattison and Amir Abdullah. Abdullah's been great the last few weeks. Mattison scored last week. Does that take targets off the table for everybody in Vegas? And that's something that isn't going to worry you when it comes to Brock Bowers, but it might worry you a little bit when it comes to Myers. I do have Myers ranked higher, but it's not by much over Mooney.
Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. Randall, you're on with Dave Richard. What's going on?
Morning, Junks. Morning, Dave. Need one. don't trust Kendre Miller at all. So Stevenson, Ford. Yeah, Stevenson or Ford for running back. I need one. And then I have a separate question after that.
Yeah, so Ford, let's just get that one out of the way. He's certainly playing better than Ramondre the last couple of weeks.
Okay, and then I need to sit one. Dobbs, Downs, Juwan Jennings, or Deebo Samuel. I need to sit one of them.
Okay, I think I'm going to end up sitting Downs because this is another game where I just think the Colts will be able to run their way to victory. And I don't think the Giants will be competitive whatsoever. And with Romeo Dobbs, he could see a target spike if Christian Watson's out. And this is a matchup against Minnesota where they're not going to be able to run the ball with the same type of ease that they have been over the past few weeks. Jordan Love's going to have to take to the air. Dobbs is certainly one of his favorite mid-range targets.
There you go.
Good luck. Let's go to line three. Jen is in Dewey Beach. Jen, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hi, fellas. Good morning. Merry morning. Christmas. Good
morning, Jen.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so I made it to the championship, and I need some help with my quarterback. I'm really stumped on which one I should play.
It's my girl Jason Jen Burns, by the way, for Monumental.
Yes, nice. Good morning, Jason. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Miss you.
Okay, Dave, help me. Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, Baker's like a top five fantasy quarterback. Just the way that he's been playing and the way that the Bucs, like they've cultivated talent down there in Tampa. This is really a good offense. Jalen McMillan has stepped up to be a reliable target for Baker Mayfield, and they're playing Carolina. It's an awesome matchup. It's an easy matchup. I'd go with Mayfield.
There you go, Jen.
Good luck. 800-636-1067. You have a question for Dave Richard. Let's go out to Silver Spring. Guy, you're on with Dave Richard. Hey, Guy.
Hey, it's actually pronounced Gee.
Okay.
Oh, Gee. All right, Gee.
JSN today or Malik Nabers later, please.
Yeah, it's JSN for sure. We're talking about the number one receiver in Seattle's offense now, and not only is he winning on short-range targets in Geno because that offensive line, he's got to get the ball out quick, but he's also been winning downfield, and that's something that's taking away from DK. So what we talked about earlier about DK not looking right, JSN has really stepped up. He's the future. He's the present right now for the Seattle Seahawks. So I would easily take him over Nabers, who – honestly, unless it's a full PPR league, I really don't want to trust Malik Nabers for very much if I can help it with Drew Lock at quarterback.
Right, no. Right.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Chris in West Virginia. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, real quick, two quick ones. Kyler Murray or Geno, and then a half-point PPR, I need one. Deebo, Connor, or Grindo, you know, barring they all play.
Right. Yeah, it would be Connor of those three. And he practiced on a limited basis on Wednesday. I don't know if the Cardinals practiced on Christmas. My guess is that they didn't. So whatever it says on their injury report doesn't really matter. I'm sorry, Wednesday was Christmas. I don't think they practiced on Wednesday. Whatever. He practiced on a limited basis before Christmas. I'm wasting your time. Geno is the answer at quarterback. I just can't trust Kyler Murray. He hasn't looked right. That offense is kind of disjointed right now. Connor is their offense, if you ask me. And Geno Smith against Chicago, the Bears' defense has really fallen off, and it's a short week. And I actually think it's going to be a competitive and potentially moderately high-scoring game between these two teams. And Geno could find his way to 300 yards and two touchdowns. He's on that fringe of being a top 12 quarterback for me this week.
Hey, Dave, would you go James Cook or Hubbard?
Love them both. How do I have that ranked? I think I have Cook ranked just a notch ahead of Hubbard.
Got you against the Jets. All right, let's go to Jay in Gaithersburg on line six. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
What's up?
Dave, down big already. Need full upside. Looking at two of three, Superflex, Goff, Darnold, and Baker. That's the first one.
Yeah.
Three good choices.
They're all awesome, and I think
I know.
Baker's got to be in there. And I think I have Darnold ranked ahead of Goff against the 49ers. Just a little bit of a tougher matchup for Goff against the 49ers on the road.
Good luck.
And here's the big one. Yep. I need three of four. CD, Mike Evans, T. Higgins, Cooper Kupp. Who's out?
Cup is sitting. Cup is definitely sitting. So what's happening in L.A. is Cup, first of all, a couple weeks ago, I don't remember who he played, but they had a good game plan. I think it was the 49ers. They had a good game plan for just taking Cup away from right. Matthew Stafford. And I think teams have started to copy that. And Kyren Williams has gotten hot.
Yeah.
And this Rams offense, I think they're going to be able to just run and that's it against Arizona. And that's how they're going to win. So Puka will do his thing, but Cup scares me. And maybe he gets a token touchdown, but the idea of him getting like 7-plus catches, I think that's out the window.
Good luck, pal.
Good luck.
Let's go to line 7. It's AJ in Vienna. AJ, you're on with Dave Richard.
Greetings. Happy holidays. Dave, thanks again for kicking ass all year long. Non-PPR, got to sit one, and I think you just answered it here, but Cup, Neighbors, McMillan, Drake London.
Would you believe that London and McMillan are kind of easier for me to start over Cooper Kupp and Malik Nabers? It's crazy, but that's just how I feel about it. And I would go with Nabers because I just think he's got a little bit more upside than Cooper Kupp at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, Nabers seems to get the targets, even though he's got a bad quarterback throw. He's getting the
always
targets.
Always does.
Yeah, and he's
right,
getting some catches.
How good are those targets when they're, you know, 4 feet over his head or 2 feet in front of him?
No, that's true. He's not going to score a touchdown, but he'll catch 7 balls probably for 65 yards.
It's got
right.
the Jeff.
I mean, that's honestly the baseline.
Yeah.
Let's go to line 1. Jeff's in Winchester. Jeff, what do you got?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got 3. I just need 1, obviously. Darnold, Herbert, or Love, and Penix is available, by the way.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold has really earned the spot that he's got on your fantasy team as being a must-start fantasy quarterback. And awesome wide receivers, probably a high-scoring game between the Packers and the Vikings. And Green Bay's run defense has actually played really well over the last month and change. And it's going to be Sam Darnold. It's going to fall on his shoulders to win this game for the Vikings. I think the Vikings obviously want to try and get the 1 seed in the NFC. I think they'll do it. I think that Darnold's playing well enough and certainly could throw for well over 300 yards, 2-3 touchdowns. That's the guy who's got the most upside. That's who you should start.
All right. We're not going to do a speed round today because we have phone issues. So we're just going to knock out these last 5 or 6 calls here. Let's go to Zach in Calvert County. Zach, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
You too.
Jalen Waddle or Jordan Addison for 1, and then Jaden Daniels or Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Daniels over Darnold. I don't know if Waddle's even going to play, so I think that decision's made for you to go with Addison, and I would tell you to go with Addison anyway.
Right.
Let's go to Junior in Annandale. Junior, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, happy holidays. How you guys doing?
Happy
good, buddy.
Holidays. Great.
All right, so I got Joe Burrow or Jared Goff.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's Burrow.
Yeah.
Against Denver, I know that matchup is scary, but so is Joe Burrow. And yes. Honestly, he's an MVP candidate who's not going to get any votes for the MVP because of how bad
yep.
his defense is.
Is he your number one quarterback pretty much every week?
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. I mean, we are in a league with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson playing, so those guys are always going to be toward the top, but he's like right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that same range, and I don't see him having anything close to a bad game on Saturday against Denver. That's going to be a fun game.
I'm in a battle for the points title in the league that I got bounced out of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My guy had Jaden Daniels and Lamar on the bench.
Oh. Wow.
All right, who's up next?
That was a mistake this week.
It's Doug in Chantilly. Doug, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Happy holidays.
You too, bro.
Quick question. I have just 2 of 3, DJ Moore, Zach Charbonnet, and Breece Hall.
Okay, so I'm not expecting Ken Walker to play, and as long as that's the case, Zach Charbonnet is a must. And I would probably go with DJ Moore over Breece Hall. A little bit of an issue for you because we just don't know. We don't know about Walker's status, and DJ Moore plays tonight. I think I would just lock in DJ Moore against Seattle. That's a pretty decent matchup for him. He'll get a lot of targets. And again, Breece Hall just has not looked good. Did take a step forward last week, played more snaps, but really, I don't think he had a run. I don't think he had a play longer than 9 yards the entire game. So he's getting work. He's just not looking really good doing so. doing it.
If you didn't get in, you can always hit him up on X at Dave Richard. He's got his rankings at CBS Sports. Dave, we don't talk to you again. It's been another fantastic season. Really appreciate all your fantasy advice. Our listeners love you, so always love having you on.
Yeah, have a great New
always
Year, buddy.
Always great being on with you guys, and appreciate you guys, and glad that I've got this this relationship with you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and good luck in the fantasy championships.
That's
thanks,
right.
Dave.
See you, buddy.
All right, guys. Be good.
That's our pal Dave Richard from CBS Sports. Remember, we got Joe B. coming up in about an hour to talk some Caps here on the Junkies.